There we go.
I hear it in my, yeah.
All right, good morning, and it's August 5th. Well, it's not August 5th. It's August 18th, but we're doing the primary canvass from August 5th. And we'll turn it over to Jamie to run down the numbers for us.
Well, welcome to our first five-member canvass. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And somebody had asked, we have the same people that are kind of in the front row, if they would introduce themselves. They are long-time board workers, but also will process the provisional ballots. So
we're the bench team. Jackie Bogner.
Vern Norwood.
Janet Mears.
Yeah. And then, you know, Ed. And then, so Gabe and Sarah work in the office, so they're watching the fruit of their labors. So, yeah.
I think there was a question.
Oh, yes. Sure. Go ahead.
I'm Karen Woolley, Douglas County Commissioner. Shannon Reed.
Patrick Kelly.
Erica Anderson.
Jean Dorsey.
I'm staff.
And then I think, just moving forward, I was going to look at the law. I think now that we have five commissioners, we don't have to replace, as long as I have a majority. I think that's right.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, I think that's right. I was going to call Johnson County to make sure, okay. But I think as long as we have a majority, we can canvass.
That's great.
So yeah, we don't have to worry about that. Okay, so kind of the order, that doesn't mean you have to skip out.
Right? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. So in the order that we'll do this, just for the new commissioners, I'll kind of go over the results and stuff, but we'll go precinct by precinct from election day. We'll do advance, and then provisionals. We'll need a motion and a vote on the provisionals and a motion vote to accept the elections. But you have the results in front of you. We had about 11.5% turnout. That's a little higher than we've had over the past few city primaries. I kind of was interested to see if it would be higher because it's so many people running. And then I was also a little nervous that it would be really close with so many people running. But any decision you make today will not change the outcome. The top four will move on to the general, and the spread is large enough between four and five that we have 116 provisionals, but as we have found out, those votes are spread out. The most anybody picks up might be 30 or 40, so it won't affect an outcome. And there are no write-ins, and that was the only race. We did conduct, on the 11th of August, the post-election audit. So precinct 19 was hand-counted by an audit board, and we certified to the state that there were no changes in the results. So everything matched, which is good. All right, so let's get started with election day. So that's this sheet right here. What we'll do is we'll go and kind of talk about each one. There were no manifest errors, and there were no differences that were found, and so everything balances. So precinct one, and my allergies were a mess this morning, so had 99 voters with six provisionals for 105 total. Carnegie Building, precincts 2, 3, and 7 had 261 with 9 provisionals. They had 258 e-poll book and 3 paper poll book with 9 provisionals for 270 voters. Doubletree Hotel, 4, 5, and 42 had 178 and 3, 178 3 for 181. Christ Covenant Church, precinct 11, 71 and 3. And 71 and 3 for 74 total voters. First Baptist Church, 12, 23, and 24. 257 through the scanner with 8 provisionals, 257 and 8 for 265 voters. Precinct 6 and 13, 238 and 3, 238 and 3 for 241. Precincts 14 and 17, 255 and 2 for 255 and 2 for 257. Precincts 10 and 15, we didn't get any voting for 10. which is Daisy Hill, so that, you know. 121 no provisionals. They had 119 e-poll book, 2 paper poll book for 121. Precincts 9 and 21, University Church, 132 and 1, 132 and 1, and 133. Precinct 21 wins the award for the highest turnout. They had an almost 25% turnout. So they were about 4 to 5 points ahead of the next highest. So Precinct 16 and 46, 223 and 4, 223 and 4 for 227. Precinct 18 and 48, 324 and 6, 324 and 6 for 330. Precinct 19, 164 and 3, 164 and 3 for 167. Precincts 20 and 71, 324 and 3, 324 and 3 for 327. 22 and 76, 66 and 0, 66 and 0 for 66 total. 32 and 30, 62 and 4, 62 and 4 for 66 total. Precinct 29 in Checkers, 63 and 17 provisionals. We usually try to get people to go to the right precinct, but because the race was across the same cross, we just said go ahead and have people be in provisional. And since it was in Checkers, we had many people who just decided to vote. 63, 17, and 80. Precinct 31, 99, no provisionals, 99 total. 27 and 28, 115 and 1, 115 and 1 for 116. Precincts 33 and 26, 22, 228 and 5, 228 and 5 for 233. Central United Methodist Church, of course, is not a church anymore. And is vacant. Last year they let us use the vacant building. This year they're trying to sell it. So we divided 25 and 26. That works for this election. For the presidential, I'm trying to find a location. Hopefully somebody buys that church and keeps it as a church and I can use it. If not, it's kind of that neighborhood behind there. We're trying to find a different location because of the two places that took those precincts in a larger election probably wouldn't be able to handle it. So if you know of any place back in that neighborhood, that's your district, right? 25, 26, needs to be ADA accessible, so on and so forth, but there's not a lot back there. So hopefully somebody buys that church. Precinct 34, 89 and 2, 89 and 2 for 91. Precinct 35, 96 and 2, 96 and 2 for 98. 36, 37, 38 and 77, 289 and 3, 289 and 3 for 292. The winner for the slowest day is Cornerstone Church, 38B, 15 and 3, 15 and 3 for 18. And I don't know if you heard me explain, that's right off O'Connell Road. I anticipate that's going to keep growing as that develops. So 39, 141 and 4, 141 and 4 for 145, 8, 25 and 40, 150 and 7, 150 and 7 for 157, 41, 166 and 5 with 165 plus 1 paper poll book, 5 for 171. 43, 181, 0, 181, 0 for 181. 44, 64, 112, and 1, 112, and 1 for 113. 45, 49, 334, and 7, 334, and 7 for 341. 47, 59, and 0, 59, and 0 for 59. And 74, 185, and 1, 184, 1 paper poll book, 1 provisional for 186. I will also tell you that most of that turnout happened later in the day. When we did the mid-morning check, it was really slow, and I was nervous, but it picked up in the afternoon. So that is election day balance. So now you have something that says the advance report.
Yeah.
We had 1,240 people come in person during the 20 days. Of those, three were provisional, so 1,237 ballots were reported on election night. We had 1,444 ballots requested, 792 were returned back. That was actually, was it 53%? 55%. That's a higher return rate than we normally have in a city school primary. Eight of those were provisional, so we had 784. So 2,021 is what we reported for advance. Just for your information, so the postmark law will go, is still in effect until January 1. And then after January 1, it goes away. We received 49 ballots that were properly postmarked. We received them after 8-5, before 8-8. They were properly postmarked and they were accepted. So under that law, 49 would not have been accepted. Mm-hmm. We received two in that time period with a postmark after 8-5. Three did not have a postmark, so we could not accept those. And then 52 are undeliverables that we received back from the 1,444 that we sent out. Any questions on the advance?
Any feedback on those with no postmark?
So what the post office tells us is technically they don't have to put a postmark on. The idea behind a postmark is to cancel a stamp, and a lot of people don't use stamps anymore. And so there's a discussion back and forth with the post office about adding a postmark. So, yeah, but that's actually lower than it has been.
Okay.
So, percentage-wise. That law and that... The removal of the three-day grace period is in a lawsuit right now, which actually I am named in. So the county council has been representing basically Douglas County in that. So it was filed in Douglas County Court. So we'll see how that goes. So provisional ballots. We had 124. We're recommending 105 be counted. 39 should be counted. They were change of address. Four are a change of name. Four were either a poll worker or a clerical error on our part. Five were advanced ballots that weren't returned that voted in the polling place. As of this morning, no one had brought in their ID to clear that up. One, we were able to verify a signature that didn't match. And then the highest number was wrong precinct, 52, because of the reason we kind of told them, just go ahead and vote them. There's no reason to move them to another polling place. So it's 105 that we recommend to count. Not count. Three are not registered at all. Five did not provide an ID or have an expired ID. I will say the majority of those were expired IDs. Four were registered in another county. Two did not have a signature or did not have a signature that matched. And then I mentioned the three that we received with no postmark, the two that had a postmark after 8-5, and we didn't have any with no advance signature. So that's 19 to not count.
Any questions for Jamie on the provisional ballot report? Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the provisional ballot report.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Need to sign that.
Yeah,
once you make the motion, to accept the election.
Yeah. You want to make that motion? Do you have any questions about that?
I do not.
Make sure.
I move to accept the election results.
I'll second. Commissioners, do you have any questions on the election results? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Passes 5-0. Get that around for everybody to sign.
We have the November election. Of course, that'd be city school, so hopefully be a higher turnout. We just learned there's a bond question for School District 450, which comes in the western part of the county. And then I know there's a petition being circulated for the Perry Lecompton area for a library to go on the ballot. They have until September 1 to give me that, so I don't know where they are on that petition. Those are the only two questions that I know that are out there. The rest will just be city school.
Jamie, thanks. Thanks to you and all your volunteers and all your staff for all their work on this. We know it takes a lot of work, and why we didn't have as big of a turnout as we've had in the past. You know, this is a smaller one. It still takes a lot of coordination. We appreciate all the work.
With that many candidates, I thought maybe it might be a little higher. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were pretty active candidates, so. Douglas County has always struggled for August elections.
Yeah.
I mean, people are gone. They're just not here, so, yeah.
Do you have any sense, you know, on campus, what that might be like in the November election?
Usually what we see, that it's about a 4-5% turnout. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Might be different. I mean, it is interesting. This is the first time with the city that you'll only have four candidates for two spots, because usually it's six for three. Mm-hmm. And there are four very active candidates, so I think I anticipate the turnout's going to be a little more intense because it'll be a turnout game. Yeah. So.
Okay. Any questions, commissioners? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're adjourned.